I was part of a workshop one time, and one of the poet leaders of the workshop was tough. He was really berating people because they didn't study the masters. And I believe in studying the masters too, but my definition of the masters is a bit different from his. And he was telling people that you got to study the masters, and it's very important. And he said he had 20 poets that he had people study so that they would know the masters. He named 10 of them, all white males, mostly dead, which is fine, you know. But when I spoke after he did, and he's a friend, we're friends. We agree on nothing, but we're friends. And I said that I was sure that had he been allowed to name the entire list of 20, he would surely have included Joy Harjo. He would surely have included Lee Young Lee. There were many people he would surely have included had he been allowed to name them all. And I thought about that, and I thought about mastery. This is called Study the Masters. Like my aunt, Timmy. It was her iron, or one like hers, that smoothed the sheets the master poet slept on. Home or hotel, what matters is he lay himself down on her handiwork and dreamed. She dreamed too. Words, some Cherokee, some Maasai, and some huge and particular as hope. If you had heard her chanting as she ironed, you would understand form and line and discipline and order and America.